Welcome to Nerdy Board and Almost 30. This is Mowgli, and Sarah's coughing her face off.
Hello, no I'm not.
And she's a cunt. Alright.
Okay,
sure. Yeah, okay. That's right.
Today, we saw the new Harry Potter movie, Fantastic Beasts, and Where to Find Them. And, I was a big fan of the Harry Potter books as they were coming out. Kind of grew up with Harry Potter.
Well, it wasn't a Harry Potter movie.
It
was a movie in the Potter universe.
Yes.
As somebody corrected me today when I said I'm going to go see the new Harry Potter movie. I was like, wait, you tell me that it's not a Harry Potter movie, but it's in the Potter universe?
Wait, did I tell you that?
No.
Okay, good. No. I didn't remember that.
No, you wouldn't say that.
No, I wouldn't, because it is a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, well, hold on. This is the thing that I found funny, is that, like, it's not a Harry Potter movie. It's a movie in the Potter universe. Like, you're using his last name. It's like you fucking just named it after him.
That counts as a Harry Potter movie. You're gonna like take the Hobbit movies and say they're not like Lord of the Rings movies. No, they're not in the like Lord of the Rings trilogy. No.
Lord of the Rings movies are Hobbit movies.
But they're in the Middle Earth universe.
They're not Lord of the Rings movies because the Hobbit came first.
Where are they? Are they in Middle Earth?
The books aren't called Middle Earth.
Where are they?
Middle Earth.
There we go. Where was Newt's Commander?
You never said they're called Middle Earth movies.
Where was Newt's Commander?
Shut the fuck up. New York?
In the Harry Potter universe.
You're stupid.
Shut up. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, you should. No matter what.
Anyway, Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Them? I enjoyed it.
It was a great movie. It was probably the best Harry Potter movie ever. One, because you weren't dealing with children.
That was a big bonus. Those children were terrible.
Even when they were adults, you're like, you guys are still dumb kids.
Oh, man, you go back and you watch the first and the second movies.
My favorite part about that is, like, at no point did two wizards fighting talk about, like, the fucking, benefits or value of love and not being loved and all that shit. Like, that didn't happen. Like, it was just wizards fucking killing each other. Like, that was fine.
No love,
like,
magic.
In all the fucking Harry Potter movies, Harry and fucking Voldemort have to have a dialogue about, like, loneliness and love. And, oh, you don't know love. Like, you don't have anybody because you don't have parents. And Harry's like, but I have friends.
Yeah.
And, like, that happens in the middle of the fight? No. In this one, they wanted to kill that kid. They just put him down. Like, they just, like, shot, like, fucking, like, wizard, like, fucking cannons at him and destroyed him.
Lizard. They're wizard lightning.
Dude, it looked like a battery. Like, it was nuts.
That was cool, is what they should have done.
That's what they should have done to Voldemort. Instead of, like, oh, what do you have to talk about?
Oh, let's hear him out.
Harry, you're alone. Why is he talking to that guy? Let's just shoot him.
No, wait. Hear what he has to say to this kid.
And Harry's like, no, I've got Ron and Hermione. I'm like, they're off fucking. They don't give a fuck about you.
They were not.
Not
Ron
yet.
Ron was trying. And
British
Hermione
people
was
don't
saying
know
no.
how to do that yet.
No.
They need magic.
They need a reason to have children. Ron and Hermione had a kid, right? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. It'd be like either the dumbest kid ever or like a little shit.
Both in one.
I mean, they're both shit, so it's gonna be a shit no matter what. It might be smart.
God, Hermione should have been Harry Potter. She should have been the chosen one.
That would have been a good twist.
It would have been like half as long as a series.
Why? Because she would have figured it out?
Right, yeah. Hermione was like the one who was always doing stuff and figuring out how to do things. Oh, looks like Snape is trying to kill Harry. I better light him on fire. She's 11 years old. Like, she was great.
So you think Hermione is like an allegory to like a like immigrant experience?
No. Like for what J.K. Rowling was trying to do?
I don't know what she was trying. I never talked to her before or listened to what she had to say. The last thing she said that I heard was like Voldemort's gay. No, Dumbledore's gay. And I was like, dude, he doesn't do anything gay in the books. That's a cop out.
Yeah.
You're just trying to create, like, buzz for your book.
Yeah, so, like, as far as J.K. Rowling's intentions go towards Hermione, no. I think that it was just so, oh, this character is going to be like how I was. I was a know-it-all in school, but I was always right. I think it's a very, like, kind of self-portrait as an author type of character. More than anything else.
Because she's a woman?
Yeah.
Are you being sexist?
Maybe. I'm just, I mean, mostly I'm saying that J.K. Rowling isn't that imaginative.
Oh. Well, I mean, like, the author doesn't have to be imaginative for us to, like, place our analysis on their work. Like, that's the whole thing about, like, when you talk about, like, artists and, like, creatives and shit, you're just like, oh, you just give us a platform to, like, explore ideas on, even if those ideas weren't yours.
I think that there is a place, though, for the artist's or the author's intentions.
Yeah, it's in the fucking, like, DVD commentary.
Like, you don't get to control what people think of a certain character, but you're the one creating
it. I only think because she's, like, okay, so she comes from the Muggle world. She's the only character that comes from the Muggle world. She gets into the wizard world. She works really hard, right? She wants to prove that she's, like, able to keep up with everybody else because she's not of that world. And she's, like, successful.
Yeah, and J.K. Rowling grew up poor. And she got rejected a bunch of times for her silly story.
Which one?
Harry Potter. Harry Potter was rejected a bunch of times.
By who?
By publishers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the first one sucked. Like, I don't blame them. Like, have you read that one?
I have. No, you have.
It's not that good.
No.
It's like, okay, you want to hear the story of Harry Potter? This is like the Bible summary. There's this kid, he lives in a closet under the stairs, and, he's crazy, so he imagines a world. No, I'm just kidding. Then this, like, fat dude shows up and tells him he's a wizard, and, like, kidnaps him and takes him to a castle in a train.
So there's this kid, Harry Potter, and, like, for whatever reason, all of the people around him just hate him. They get in a bad mood whenever he's around.
Because he's a horcrux.
And then he goes to a zoo, and he starts making small talk with some snake.
Yeah, that was the first time you went to the zoo?
This kid's an idiot.
This kid sucks.
This kid's so dumb. And he's just like, oh yeah, the glass disappeared. That's normal. Like, this is the main character that we're following around. Is this, like, basically, you know, maybe 60-point IQ English kid who's confusing all of us because of his accent. We think he's a lot smarter, but he's not.
He's an idiot.
He has no idea what's going on.
Now, one of the cool things about this movie was that, like, a Muggle was a main character.
He was the best part, easily.
He was, yeah, they should do way more stories that, like, the thing that sucked is, like, they erased his mind. I thought that they were gonna, like, not gonna do that.
He still got laid.
Well, no, and then at the end, like, you don't know if they're gonna give him his mind back. I don't know.
Oh, he doesn't need his mind. He just needs that woman. He
needs her sweet, who didn't sweet
seem
coon.
Like, she didn't seem very happy in the wizarding world anyway, for whatever reason. She could read minds without even trying. That's super creepy. I don't know, like, why does the wizarding world not have more registries? Like, all of their animals and all of their people have the capacity.
Have you ever used magic ink before? It just disappears after you write with it. Like, they're not gonna keep any records.
They can't. They're just using magic ink and, like, feathers to write things down. So what, they're just pretending when they come up with, like, the wizarding CIA? That's stupid. No, if you're going to, like, have these different bureaucracies in place, they need to be fully fleshed out. You can't just put them up there and then half-ass it. That's not fair to the people who are digesting the media.
You mean in, like, the fictional world or us?
Us, as people who are, like, reading this stuff.
Okay, we read that.
Well, I didn't read Fantastic Beasts.
No, neither would I.
But I read the shit out of that.
I hate it when, like, fictional books come out with references. There's a whole, like, book series that tried that and then failed once all the bookstores closed. Because you had, like, Wikipedia. Like, you remember those books that used to come out for, like, they come out for Star Wars and for, like, lizards and all that shit? They're, like, these, like, mini, like, there's these books, right? And they're, like, these, like, picture encyclopedias. They're really short. They're really specific. They'd be, like, it's pretty much like if you published a Wikipedia article into a book form.
Were these the books that had, like, some of the pictures were kind of transparent? And you kind of, like, you flip pages and then you'd see it build into a picture?
I don't know.
And then I don't know what you're talking about.
They were, like, they're usually white. They're about this big. So about, like, 16 inches.
And they had the, like, biology ones about different animals, too?
Yeah.
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 They had those for Star Wars?
They had them for, like, a bunch of, like, so as, initially they started mostly for, like, real things. But they're like encyclopedias for kids, pretty much, about specific topics. And then as like time progressed, they realized, like, fuck, books are getting not popular. We gotta do this about, like, nerdy shit that nobody cares about. So they're like the Star Wars fleet, and they started doing other stuff.
That's terrible. So knowledge just isn't really compatible with capitalism. Like, kids don't want to learn about what actually happened. We don't want to read, like,
not everyone's a fucking autist. Book
article on, like, the Hundred Years' War or something.
No, well, like, so there's two things that are going on there. One, like, yeah, people didn't give a fuck about manatees. Two,
people have always loved manatees.
Shut up. Two, you could just start looking this stuff up online. Like, all those books were, if you think about it now, like, in hindsight, they're just, like, Wikipedia articles that are, like, that have, like, pictures.
Yeah.
So they're just, like, Wikipedia articles on paper.
Yeah. It's just weird that, like, you had to go from, like, those Wikipedia article books about amphibians to about hippogriffs.
Well, okay, hold on. So, like, there's two cases here for the market, right? It could be also that they were so successful, they didn't, like, they're like, what else can we publish? Like, let's just start publishing, like, anthologies on fiction. And that's, like, how the whole, like, let's make anthologies on fictional pieces started. At least that's how I, like, that's the first time I remember seeing it, like, as a, in a book form.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, once these IPs got big enough, they were like, oh, these third parties don't have to publish these anthologies on our IP. Like, we'll just publish our own because there's a market for it. And then you get, like, yeah, the Game of Thrones reference and, like, the fucking this thing, the Fantastic Creatures and shit.
I mean, I would just make the argument that they hadn't gotten to the point where they needed to go to fictional worlds in order to get content. There's a lot about, you know, the actual physical world that people still don't know about. That's kind of a cop-out, and that, like, I would blame capitalism for that. It's like, oh, what are people going to buy? Well, they don't really care about what's going on at the bottom of the ocean. How about the Shire? You guys want to write something about the Shire? That's sad.
I wouldn't blame capital. I blame people for that.
Well, yeah, aren't people... Like, the market.
Yeah, but it's not that, like... It's not like McDonald's, or, like, the food is pushed onto the people because, like, it fills you and it's cheap, and then it's, like, that's the market. Like, one, nobody buys books. Like, I don't know. I think it's, like, more... It's not, like, capitalism's fault. It's apathy's fault.
Well, I think you can blame capitalism on the people who are buying stuff. Because, like, that's kind of what we've been groomed to care about.
I don't know. They didn't come out till later, though. Like, I think they're just running out of stuff to write about.
That's such a cop-out for them, though. Because there's still, like, we don't know what's going on with caves. Like, 60% of the time.
And they probably didn't have the budget to get, like, a research crew out to document it.
Because not enough people were buying stuff about real things on the planet Earth.
No, because, like, they're just a publishing house. They're recycling old content.
Are they still, like...
No. They're not making anything.
Well, what are they called? I mean, how do you know? I don't know. I like, vaguely remember what those books look like.
All I'm saying is it seems really, like, weird to blame the people producing the content. Like, oh, they can't write about anything else? Like, probably not. Borders closed. Like, what are they supposed to do? You ain't mad at them. Get mad at the people.
I am mad at the people. And if the only reason that they're, like, producing content is to make money instead of to, like, spread information... Like, there's something terrible about that, too, which can also be blamed on capitalism. Like, why are they only able to make money out of things that are entertaining instead of things that are true? Like, is like the people, the market isn't purchasing anything that has to do with the actual world. That's really sad. We're not going to spend money learning about the place.
That's how they're mutually exclusive. They can do both.
But they're not. They did. No, they didn't. They stopped.
They stopped because books aren't sold anymore. They're also not making anthologies on fictions. You realize that, right? They both ended at the same time.
When?
Back in, like, the fucking late 2000s when bookstores started closing and nobody bought them anymore. I'm sure you could buy them on Amazon. But, like, nobody's actually...
anything on Amazon.
Yeah, like, nobody's actually buying books anymore. It's not like they, like, guys, we're gonna end our books on the real world and we're gonna focus on Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and Harry Potter now. Like, that didn't happen. That was probably the smaller part of their market. They just started making those books in that, like, in like, fictional arenas. But they still had their books that you could buy that were, like, about real stuff.
Are people buying them? Did they put out new ones?
Nobody needs to buy them for either because we have Wikipedia. I can look up what, like, all the famous auras are, and I can also look up, like, morphology on some stupid bug that I'm curious about.
Well, anyone can put stuff on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is that all that content's free now, so it doesn't matter, which is why they're out of business. They're out of business because, like, nobody would buy stuff about the real world. They're also not out of business because nobody would buy stuff about fictional stuff. They're out of business because nobody would buy stuff about either. Nobody gives a
fuck. That's not entirely true, though. People are still publishing books, and there's still things about the real world being published in a public sphere where they can be countered by people in the same arena.
Who's buying it, though?
People who are, like, purchasing those magazines and journals.
Like, there's not that many. Like, the reason the media is, like, sucking right now is because nobody's buying the media. Like, it's all free. That's why we have such shit articles and content.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, as a trend, like, people aren't buying it. Like, I know there exist people that do buy it, but, like, as a trend, that's not what's happening.
Yeah, and it should, like, they shouldn't just be getting money to produce content about the real world from the people who are purchasing it to get that information. Like, that should be subsidized, and I think that you can blame capitalism for that, you can blame the market for that. People are thinking, like, oh, I don't need to pay for the New York Times, I can get 10 articles for free every month from the internet. And that's kind of on us as the people who are purchasing things. Like, I complain all the time about all fake news. And, like, I'll buy maybe one newspaper a month.
You do?
Yeah.
I've never seen a newspaper here. You lived here for, like, 2.5 years. What pink ones?
The pink news? I don't know.
What are you, bullshit? You don't have any newspapers. You don't buy any newspapers. Stop lying to the public.
Never,
so.
Never newspaper.
Never nude. yeah, I don't know.
It's like, if the reason that they're not producing content is that no one's paying for it, that's still blaming the market, and that's still blaming capitalism. I'm like saying, yeah, I agree. It's terrible that people aren't purchasing things. And, I mean, ultimately you can kind of blame the Department of Education for that, for not instilling a desire to learn more about the fascinating world that we live in education. Like, there shouldn't be any privatized education. That's bullshit. You shouldn't be paying for tuition. That's crazy. It doesn't make any sense to me that, like, people who have more money ought to be able to learn better and more things. So, the government should be subsidizing education so that people from a young age are getting the desire to learn more, so that they will then go in search of more information about the world that they live in, and will pay for that. It's still fucking capitalism. It sucks.
What would you replace it with?
Replace capitalism with?
Yeah.
Like, libertarian socialism.
What? I don't even know what that means. That sounds, like, contradictory.
I know. It would be, like, libertarian on an individual level. And then socialism, the idea that, like, we do have controlled funding for education, food, and housing.
Well, who dictates, like, policy on education?
Well, you'd have to, like, put people in charge of that. You use a democratic process, but it's still, like, ultimately going to be communism. Like, they're all going to be different ideas bleeding into one another. But I don't think that any of them should be fueled by money.
Would there be a currency in this world?
There'd have to be.
Well, as long as there is a currency, you could buy an advantage.
But if you... If it is illegal to charge tuition for going to school, then that's at least... that's going to stop me a lot of it. You can't be like, oh, well, my child deserves to learn more because I'm wealthy. I would have no part in it. Instead, you would just be like, oh, well, I guess this district or this entire school is going to get more because I'm wealthy and because my child lives here. And then everyone would be thinking that. And they would all pretty much be standardized. It's crazy that different schools get more money because of the people who go there. Like, that's just blatantly wrong.
So would you have, like, a fixed budget for a school?
All the schools would have pretty much the same budget, but, like, accounting for the different areas that they're in.
What do you mean?
Like, if one school gets 10 smart boards, then you're going to account for how many children that is per smart board, and all of the schools get the same amount.
What about, like, teachers' compensation and, like, cost of living for different areas?
Well, everyone's going to have food and shelter given to them already.
Oh, okay,
they're going to be basic stand. Yeah, and like in my utopia, there's going to be like definitely basic standards for food and shelter and just existing as a human being because that's literally possible right now. We throw away 40% of our food.
Yeah, that's because of...
like it's nuts. We have plenty of food and space and shelter for people to survive and like survive happily.
So, how does housing work? Like, if you have kids, you get upgraded, or like, who decides who gets the bigger apartment? Like, how does that work?
Well, there's gonna be birth control in the water.
Oh my god! Okay, we're getting like, we're getting nuts over here. So there's birth control in your water.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does reproduction happen?
You have to take a few tests first. Yeah, standardized testing to see if you are able to take care of a child. And then you can have one that's already been made. And then once all of those are exhausted, then people can start making more.
Oh, this is like a transition policy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hard and people are going to hate it. And it totally contradicts the whole, like, pro-choice ideal. But I don't really care because I don't want to have my own kids anyway.
Nobody wants you to have kids.
Good. That's great. I would love it if that was, like, what the conservative right thought. I would love it if, like, people in charge looked at me and said, ugh, no, she shouldn't have children. That's terrible. That's a bad idea. And then tried to keep that from happening. That'd be fantastic. Because people like me shouldn't have kids.
You mean people like you?
People in, like, my standard of living bracket, people in my, like, no, my age bracket's fine. I'm old anyway. The people, like, making the same amount of money as me, like, no, we shouldn't be having children. I'm single. I live with you and another person. I shouldn't be allowed to have a child by society. That's crazy. That would be a bad idea for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's, like, hugely invasive, but, like, if we want to be invasive anyway, at least make it something positive.
I mean, that's perspective, though. Like, that's just your perspective. Other people would see, like, oh, like, I have the right to have a kid, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the pro-choice ideal. Is that, oh, if you don't want to, you don't have to have a child, but if you have the ability to, you can have, like, 10 children. It's your choice to have that many. And I subscribe to that now, but ultimately I disagree with it.
Yeah, I mean, overpopulation is a big fucking problem. And we haven't even started talking about it in the West.
No, people started talking about it. It's like no one with any control over policy
has. I mean, like when I say we haven't started talking about it, I mean like in the legislature.
It was like... Malthus was talking about it in, like, what, the 1600s? That was, like, that's the whole idea of, like, oh, we need to get a cap on population. Like, when people say Malthusian, that was a guy saying, yeah, like, but what no, I'm saying is that,
like, no one in the legislature has tried to make any rules. Like, there's been no talk in Congress about population control.
No. But most of those people are rich.
Yeah, but those are the only people that matter when we're talking about, like, as a society, what do we do with population control? Like, you and I, like, I know people have talked about it. I know there's been writing about it. There's, like, an idea. But, like, you and me sitting here talking about it doesn't affect anything.
Well, no, because that's insanity. If a congressperson started saying something like, oh, well, even if it's, like, something as minimal as people can only have 2 children per couple, the American people would, like, they would not be okay with that. Because they're fucking idiots. Like, people don't think of society as a whole. People think of their own families. Which totally makes sense. Like, that's fine. That's how we operate. I'm not thinking about society for the most part. I'm thinking about myself and I'm thinking about my household. Because that's where I live. That's what other people are thinking, too. But ultimately, that's not what is best for us as a species. That's not even what's best for us as households. But the whole transition period is not what people want to be talking about.
Yeah, I think, like, one of the biggest, like, I think, like, there's this kind of breaking point that we're reaching as far as why it's hard to talk about population control. It's because you have, like, the baby boomers come up and you have, like, this really, this bulge in population. And in order to, like, as they're all aging and getting older for Social Security work, like, we need to, you need more people at the base producing resources, like, to go to the top. It's like a pyramid scheme.
Yep.
Like, and the old people are still at the top. You hope that more die so that, like, the slopes aren't as, like, parallel. And we're reaching a point where, like, our population growth is really high. I don't know. It's like, how do you prop them up when there's less young people to prop them up than there used to be to prop up the old people back then? Because people were dying a lot younger. So it's like, by the time, like, oh, there's like 5 6-year-olds for every, like, 100 whatever people that could support them. And now there's like 3 6-year-olds for every, like, 5 people that could support them or whatever. I don't know the actual numbers.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the burden on the young is much greater now that the old just decide not to fucking die as often or as easily.
We didn't decide to do that. We just had, like, leaps and bounds in our food production and our medical care. And, like, yeah, they're kind of starting to backpedal. Like,
I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
I'm just going to chill in this bed. Be pooping and,
yep,
and eating.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like my family. They're all old. I'm not going to die. Fuck that.
I don't want that.
Sounds scary. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, like, kind of a bizarre onus to put on the people who are in charge now, like, people in Congress now, to account for the idea that there are fewer people that can take care of our old generation.
Yeah, I always, like, hear, like, you know, I see all these things in, like, the news and shit, like, oh, top 10 jobs for the next 20 years or whatever. And a lot of them are, like, nurses, like, private nurses and shit. But, like, that's going to be a bubble that bursts. Like, because once all those people die, like, so you're a nurse, and then that whole generation's dead, and now there's not, like, the wealth is dispersed.
Yeah, and I'd be hoping that, like, the people who are younger than that generation who just died, there's going to be technology to keep up with them so that they can keep an independent lifestyle a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right? That's the hope. You can stay independent for a little longer.
Or alive forever, whatever.
You want to be, like, alive forever, but dependent on a nurse?
No. If you can, get yourself to where you could live forever, then you're not that far from the technology that can make you independent.
I'd hope so.
Like, there's no hoping. Like, if you could get to a point where you could live forever, and, like, you could just sustain your body at living, indefinitely. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to be able to improve on that pretty quickly after that.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. And, like, these people who are nurses aren't going to have jobs.
Yeah.
Because all those other people are going to die, and then the people that were younger than them are going to have the technology to keep them independent.
Yeah. What's that?
That's...
Jupiter
East? Jupiter East.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, is that one of the moons?
Is that like the top of Jupiter?
No, that but can't yeah. be the top of Jupiter.
You're an idiot.
Not entirely.
anyways, so that movie was really cool.
I mean, it was very cool.
Go see it, get drunk. I did.
That was probably a good idea. I was also drunk. And I am now.
How did we get to your... We were talking about the movie and we started talking about like...
Capitalism being dumb.
Yeah, you started talking about capitalism being dumb because I started talking about like... Because we were talking about the book.
That's less information anymore.
Oh, God. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on another episode of Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. This is Mowgli saying bye. And that's Sarah, and she smells. And good night.